Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Earlier this week, the Chinese Shanghai Composite Index had dropped more than 25% from its high just 5 weeks earlier. The financial media aren't hiding information on the current SCI levels, but almost none are informing the public of the extent of the recent crash. However, there is worse news that really isn't being covered by the financial media at all. The Shanghai Containerized Freight Index is an analysis of the worldwide containerized export volume, excluding the U.S. From last year's high, this index has fallen almost 40%. Have you heard one word in other media about this huge decline in export activity? This isn't the scariest news you haven't been told by other media. From October 2006 to October 2007, the Shanghai Composite Index more than tripled in value to reach an all-time peak. A year later, the index had lost more than 70% of its total value. The plunge in the SCI appears to be a factor leading to the Great Recession in the U.S. shortly thereafter. History could be repeating itself. 1 year ago today, the Shanghai Composite Index was barely over 2,000. On June 5th, 2015, it peaked over 5,000. And now it is down more than 25% in the past 5 weeks. Will this almost identical pattern signal another major recession or depression in the U.S. in the near future? Why does it matter to you and me what happens to the Shanghai Stock Exchange Composite Index? In my mind, there are two main reasons. First, this is the main stock exchange from one of the world's most vibrant economies. Second, the combined valuation of the stocks listed on the Shanghai Stock Exchange are only exceeded by one other stock exchange on the planet, the New York Stock Exchange. So, when the world's second largest stock exchange loses more than 25% of its value in 5 weeks, it should be headline news. And you should be paying attention to its impact on your financial future. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communication Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.